33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Today marks the official end of the Atlantic hurricane season, and it was not a very happy season for Texas, historic to be sure. State officials don't have an overall tally of property damage, but more than 18,000 families remained in FEMA-paid hotel rooms as of November 13th. No one's sure how long it will take to fully recover. But if you're looking for a way to try to predict some answers, you look to the past, right? Well, it's been 10 years since Hurricane Ike wreaked havoc on the coast of Texas. Reporter Will McCarthy takes us back to how one community has fared since.
The Bolivar Peninsula is a spit of land southeast of Houston that was devastated by Hurricane Ike in 2008. And then Port Bolivar is a shrimping and oystering community on the bay side of that peninsula. I rode slowly through town, looking at rows of small, one-story wooden houses. The only businesses I saw were a Mexican restaurant and a bait shop. That's where I met Joe Camo. He owns Joe's Bait and Crabs. He came out to greet me with his shirt off and a crab in one hand.
You've been out here your whole life?
I grew up right here in this little old town, a mile down the road.
As we talked, Camo worked under a corrugated metal roof propped up on tall wooden poles next to his house. He was surrounded by buckets of shrimp and crab, and there were dozens of tiny kittens wandering the floor, as well as at least three large turkeys.
Get out of there!
As he peeled shrimp, he told me about how Port Bolivar had changed in the year since Ike.
Boy, it's more touristy people now. Because all of them got washed away with a storm. And
the little houses, he means. They got washed away. The new houses are bigger. What's not bigger are the trees. Most of them, anyway.
This town was full of oak trees. Big oak trees of all kinds. But all the big giant ones right next to it, we call the oaks. There used to be no houses there when we was kids. It was like a jungle. I killed every one of them just right by them, the old ones.
He also remembers what it looked like right after the storm hit.
Piece of porches and sinks and grass and decks, so I should have took pictures of that, but I was just trying to get it cleaned up. And
Camo's home wasn't blown to pieces like many others, just flooded.
Hey, I couldn't get in the doors because they were swole, so I tore that window off there. And when I looked in there, I never just everything floated around, you know, like the ice. We had two stand up freezers, a stand up ice box. And
I asked him if people are worried about a storm like Ike hitting Port Bolivar again. He said there's nothing to do about it but move. A lot of people did. I met one man who moved the next day. I found him hanging out with his friend on the porch of the general store. I didn't get his name, but he told me his story.
We had a little beach cabin. It looked like a small snow cone stand on stilts. It was only maybe 15 by 15, one room.
He says his grandpa had built the cabin in Port Bolivar in 1935, and he came here every summer for 15 years.
Our cabin was the only one that stood through Hurricane Carla in 1950, through all of the hurricanes.
Until Hurricane Ike.
The only way I could find where my cabin used to be, there was a water citron underneath our cabin, and I painted it maroon when I was 12 years old, and it was still there. It went. God, that's where my cabin was.
Don't cry, Freddie.
I will.
I know.
I cleaned thousands of fish on this citron tank. And it's the only thing left.
Despite his loss, he said he's not worried about the possibility of more intense hurricanes or rising sea levels. We talked a little more, and then he took off to fish. I left to go find Robert Bowes' house. He'd lived on the island forever, and Joe Camo told me he'd be a good guy to talk to. I introduced myself to him and his wife, Jerry.
I was born here just a block over on 7th Street in 1936.
So this house made it through the storm pretty intact, right?
I mean, yeah, we had water 56 inches in here. Everything in here you see, been
actually
somebody give it to us.
Given to you?
After the storm was given to us. So we bought the refrigerator.
But they remember others suffered far worse.
From 7th down to 3rd and back one block that way, there was 19 houses gone.
Bill Murphy and Barbara, the helicopter picked her up and he had to swim over to high and keep him drowning. He almost drowned. See, the helicopter didn't have room for but one person.
Despite those vivid memories, they say they don't think about if and when another hurricane might hit.
I don't ever think about it. I figure God's in control. Whatever it is, it's going to be, and we have our faith in Him, and we know it's going to be all right, whatever comes.
But that doesn't mean that they don't think about the future or about how I change things here.
The face of the peninsula has changed an awful lot, but it's coming back. You'll see there are places where where the oak trees are coming back. You know, people have replanted. I don't know that it'll ever be like it was before, because the people that made it like it was are not here now. It's changed so much. The world has changed so much.
The hurricane that hit here was 10 years ago, but it still weighs heavy. The same is likely to be true for communities devastated by Harvey. In another decade, reconstruction efforts after Harvey will probably have long faded from the headlines. But the people of Port Bolivar tell us that the recovery takes much longer than that. I'm Will McCarthy for the Texas Standard.